Okay, I know where to start on today's podcast, but what about that game last night in Houston? What about that race at Martinsville? What about the top 25 in college football? Hi again, everybody. It's Lambeau on Sports, my daily podcast here on WBAP, following the world that I live in most of the time, the wide world of sports, where Sunday afternoon was one of those lazy days on the couch. An afternoon that got started about 3:25 with the Cowboys and the Redskins at a rainy FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, followed by Game 5 of the World Series down in Houston, a game that started at 7:21 and then ended at 12:28. So add it all up, and I was watching the big screen TV for about 8 hours, give or take. And that doesn't include tuning in to see what was happening in NASCAR, to see the first data 500 at Martinsville Speedway. But we've got to begin with that NFC East battle between Dallas and Washington, a game the Cowboys were able to rally and win on a sloppy field by getting on Ezekiel Elliott's back and letting him run a lot. Elliott with a career day, 33 carries for 150 yards.
Elliott to the end zone, a touchdown for Ezekiel Elliott.
Obviously, Zeke was outstanding today, and he had to be. You said the conditions were challenging throughout. We're at our best when we run the football, and we really needed to run it and run it a lot and run it well in this game, particularly in the second half when the weather got even worse. And I thought he did a really good job. Obviously, the fumble on the first play was not a good play for him or for us. I thought our defense did a good job responding to that, holding them to a field goal, but then he carried it 32 more times and did a great job taking care of the ball. They were coming after the ball late. He just did a really good job controlling the game for us.
Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett summing up the game Elliott had after Dallas wins big 33-19. The play-by-play and commentary from Tom Brenneman and Troy Aikman on Fox TV. Garrett singing the praises of Elliott. Okay, maybe he wasn't singing. We all know the coach doesn't get too high or too low. But his quarterback, Dak Prescott, was happy once again to have number 21 on the field.
Oh, I mean, it's great. Not only just having a guy like Zeke, but having that offensive line just to open those holes and to know that run game is going to be there for us.
Zeke is running it a lot more than you're passing. I think that's three games in a row with 26 or more carries. Is that the kind of balance you guys are looking for?
I mean, we're winning games, and we're doing what we want to on offense. So it's the formula right now that we're using, and it's working to win.
Yeah, the formula working a lot better now than it was at the beginning of the season. What's different about the team now as opposed to the start of the season?
Nothing different, really. I mean, I think we're just all getting comfortable with each other. We're just all getting in our groove. We're playing to that standard, that expectation. On every play and every series, we expect to score.
Is there anywhere in the back of your mind out there during the day where you know that the Eagles are 7-1 and there's no room for losing?
No. I mean, we've got to play them. They've got to play us, and that's the only thing I'm worried about. The week we play them. I mean, I'm not checking their schedule, checking their stats or anything like that. I'm worried about who we got next week, and when they're on the schedule, we'll talk about it then.
And these comments from Troy Aikman on the Fox postgame show. Almost halfway through the regular season, Dallas is 4-3. They need to keep winning, but they are getting better.
The Cowboys feel like they're still very much in this race.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, they dug themselves a little bit of a hole with three losses, but they are playing their best football, and as you mentioned, I mean, they've got the Eagles now. You know, two times this year and coming up in a few weeks in a big Sunday night clash. But they've got to keep pace. Tonight was a big game for them, certainly on the road against the Washington Redskins, who are certainly struggling, having gone now 0-3 within the division. But it's still very much alive between the Eagles and the Cowboys. And I know that the Cowboys feel good about where they're at and certainly how they're playing. But they got to continue to keep pace till they meet up with the Eagles here in a few weeks.
So in the NFC right now, there's Philadelphia and everybody else, which means the Vikings, Saints, Seahawks, Rams, and Panthers. While over in the AFC, it's the Steelers, Patriots, Chiefs, Titans, Bills, and Jaguars. The Chiefs, who will be at AT&T Stadium this Sunday, play the Broncos in Denver tonight. Kansas City has lost two in a row, playing a Broncos team that has also dropped two in a row. What's happened to Denver since they blew out the Cowboys 42-17? Now, I tell you, I might be staying up late to watch this game, but after yesterday, I might have to pass or get a long nap this afternoon. Are you kidding me? That's just one reaction from the Astros rally last night at Minute Maid Park, where they were trailing 4-0 with Clayton Kershaw on the mound for the Dodgers. But Houston just never quits. Despite L.A. scoring three runs in the ninth to force extra innings, the home team would get it done in the 10th.
And a pitch. And a swing and a base hit into left field. Fisher around third. Ethier's throw to the plate. Not in time. Bregman drives in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th inning. And the Astros win it 13-12 to take a 3-2 lead in the World Series.
That's Dan Shulman on ESPN. And this was the third baseman for Houston, Alex Bregman, on the postgame show on the Major League Baseball Network.
You look comfortable against Kenley Jansen. Is that possible?
I wouldn't say that. He's a stud. He's got great stuff. And honestly, was just trying to square a ball up. And I didn't think he'd throw me the slider because I hit it last night. So I was up there looking only for that cutter and trying to get it down so I could stay on top. He gets a lot of he gets a lot of fly balls, so I was trying to stay on top of it.
And these comments from Astros manager A.J. Hinch, who thought he had seen it all.
Just when I thought I could describe Game 2 as my favorite game of all time, I think Game 5 exceeded that and more. So it's hard to put into words all the twists and turns in that game, the emotion, doing it home in front of our home crowd. Just exactly what you expect to come to the park with Keuchel and Kershaw pitching. You know, just a perfect setup game for a bunch of runs.
Is there any point with everything that's going on in this game where you can be a fan at all and appreciate what is going on in the game?
No chance. I'm the manager. I wish. You know, I'm pretty relaxed in that whole thing. Cora and I, sitting next to each other, standing next to each other, had some moments where, you know, you can be in awe. But, you know, you never stop thinking. You never stop planning. You never stop trying to prep.
So we're headed to a Game 6 tomorrow night at Dodger Stadium. A game the Dodgers have to win, or the Astros will be popping the cork on some champagne and celebrating. But if they don't win on Tuesday, we'll be going to a Game 7 on Wednesday, where somebody's going to go home with a trophy. Somebody's going to be crowned the NASCAR champion in a few weeks down in Florida. And it might still be Chase Elliott, although he didn't help himself yesterday at Martinsville, Virginia. And you can blame Denny Hamlin if you want to.
24 with a great restart. Up the racetrack he goes. Side by side for the lead down the backstretch. Way up the racetrack goes Chase Elliott. He opens the door down below. Here comes Denny Hamlin. Elliott has the lead, but Hamlin looks to the inside. Elliott diving, trying to block. Down the backstretch again. Less than three to go. The bumper to the back of the 24. Elliott goes around. Hamlin takes the lead and the caution comes out.
Get it. In the end, Kyle Busch would take the checkered flag and is in as the first driver to advance to the championship, with Martin Truex Jr. a near lock to make it to Homestead. After that, it's anybody's guess, which makes it interesting for the drivers still in the mix coming to Texas this week. The AAA Texas 500 on Sunday afternoon at Texas Motor Speedway. And from the In Case You Miss It Over the Weekend file, I want you to listen to what Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell had to say this past Saturday after his Cyclones knocked off the number 4 ranked TCU Horned Frogs in Ames, Iowa, winning the game 14-7.
A couple things for you guys. Listen to me, and then I'll let you go. Okay, the biggest thing that I've got to tell you is this. You're teaching the world that in this sport, college football, toughness, discipline, and detail still matter. That's your platform. Your platform is, it is team above self. That's the platform that you're using. And nobody wants to buy into that in our culture today. Okay? Our culture says, it's all about me. Our culture says, screw process. I want instant gratification. But here's a fact, and young guys, listen to me. If you fall in love with the process, then eventually, Ogie, eventually the process will love you back.
I like Matt Campbell. His team's caught lightning in a bottle. Cyclones fans better enjoy what he's doing there, because this guy's going to get hired at a big-time program at the end of this season. Iowa State in a four-way tie right now with Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and TCU in the Big 12 race. I can't wait to see what happens this weekend with Iowa State at West Virginia, Oklahoma at OSU, and TCU home against Texas. So there you have it for a Monday. A look back on some of the stories trending from Saturday and Sunday as far as sports is concerned. I endorse a mattress company, Sleep Experts, and I promise you, I might end up taking a 4 to 5 hour nap this afternoon after a long Sunday of watching what was going on. It's not going to slow down anytime soon, but then that's just a small part of what makes this job so interesting. Thanks, as always, to listening to my podcast, Lambeau on Sports. And remember, you can always catch me live on the radio in the mornings starting at 5 a.m. I hope you'll join us. Until the next time, have a great day, everybody. I'm Steve Lamb, WBAP Sports.